Our childhood images of Christmas tend to include things like snow and Santa and trains, and when you get all three, how much the better. That might explain the success of the book The Polar Express, which hit bookstores in the mid-1980s and is still beloved today. Even before the book, railroads and their fans had been running trains with Santa aboard to delight kids and their parents. Railroad Park in Medford will come to life on a winter weekend for a change next weekend for a second year of Polar Express train rides. The event combines the skills of various railroad clubs and the folks at the Medford Rogue Rotary Club, where Claudette Moore is club president. Welcome, Claudette.
Thank you. Welcome. Good to see you again.
And Cindy Dyer is the fundraising chair. Welcome, Cindy.
Thank you.
So tell us a bit about how this all got started. This is the second year, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, well, we're always looking at different activities that we can do to raise funds for our charitable purposes that we want to carry out throughout the year. And we always want an activity that maybe we can engage the community and give something back. So this was it stemmed from our club president last year, Darren Ravasipor, and he had this idea. And we thought, you know, let's try it. Let's see what we can do. So we partnered with the Life Steamers Club out at the Railroad Park, and it was a huge success. A lot of fun.
Now, just so folks know, this is not actually like the Polar Express in the sense that you're not inside this large full-size train, right?
No, correct. It's the small version outdoor, the little life steamer trains, yeah, that you ride on. So,
which
yeah.
are about the width of a person. I mean,
it's one person
wide. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a real scale model kind of thing.
But yeah.
Which also explains the warning to make sure that you dress warmly.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you are essentially out of doors.
Yes.
And do you give multiple rides in a given night? I mean, there's several runs of the
Polar
Express.
We could, theoretically. But what we found last year was that it was such an overwhelming success that the lines were really long. So one ride was basically all you can get through because there was just a lot of people coming through. So, but it was a lot of fun. And we're planning for that again this year. We've got a few new activities this year as well. So not only the train ride, but we have the Santa photo station, which we had last year. But then we also have some new activities. So we're going to have a Santa's workshop. Shop area where we're going to have some activities for the kids as well. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
This is a bit of a thing to pull off, then, isn't it?
It takes our whole club, yeah, mm-hmm. to get involved, and they have been. They've been out decorating already the railroad park so that we can get that all put together. And so, yeah.
How many people altogether have you pulled together between the Medford Rogue Rotary and the live steamers to get on this?
Well, we have over 220
wow.
in our club,
yeah.
and I think that out of that, probably 200 are participating. And
then
their family
yes.
members mm-hmm. and their kids, everybody
yeah.
comes out to help because it turned out so big last year that we weren't quite expecting that many people to come out, which is why this year you can catch a bus at the mall, which is where we want everybody to do is take a bus from the mall.
Park there.
Oh,
yeah.
Park there. It's a free bus to the railroad park to help ease the congestion. And then the cost again is
$2 per
person admission. So it's something the whole family can do. And we have hot chocolate for a dollar and popcorn for a dollar. And
yeah, so it's really affordable. Yeah.
yeah.
Photos with Santa.
It's $10. A gift to the kids.
Yeah. yeah.
It is. It's so much fun. Those kids are so great.
What was the final headcount you got last year? And again, this was the first time you did this, right?
Well, we were estimating with all the people that were coming through that they probably between the weekend we had between 5,000 and 7,000 people. They came
5,000 and 7,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
We created kind of
yeah.
a traffic jam and
yeah.
stuff. So they.
yeah. So we're having to try the like you said the shuttle in and keep down the congestion and. Allow for enough room, yeah.
So the Polar Express at Railroad Park in Medford, and this is both Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th. Mm-hmm. Oh, Friday the 13th, look at that. And
that's okay.
5 to 9 p.m., is that right?
Yes.
Actually, I think it's Friday the 12th and Saturday the 13th.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, I'm looking at last
yeah.
year's
thing.
Oh, good.
That's
what happened.
Yeah. I think that's next year, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
12th and 13th. Yes, and it's 5 to 9. We actually are going to have the buses at the mall starting at 4 o'clock. Our first bus, as long as there's passengers, will start departing about 4:15. So we're hoping to start those earlier so people can come in. And although the train roads won't start till about 5 o'clock when it's completely dark, we will have the Santa photo station and the concession stand and the Santa workshop area all open so people can come in early and kind of, you know, have some fun activities and get their tickets and get ready for the train ride.
And how many people did you plan for last year when you got the 5,000?
We had no idea.
We had
Darren Ravasipor yeah. came up with the idea, and Cindy and I said, I think it's a great idea. Let's do it. I've been wanting to do something that we could really do something to help kids in the community
yeah.
and families in the community that was really affordable that anybody could be involved in. And so it basically took off on word of mouth and Facebook and thanks to
yeah.
all of our radio
mm-hmm.
and TV stations. And then this year we even got some more corporate sponsors. Cindy, do you have that list of those corporate sponsors so we can mention
yeah,
them?
We've
because
got some Great sponsors.
Harry and David is doing the workshop, and there's going to be kids are going to be able to make ornaments and do handsy things, and then Mrs. Santa is going to be there, which is me. I'm so excited. Cindy's got me a great flannel gown to wear. I said, what does Mrs. Santa say? Ho, ho, ho. He, he, he.
Some variation.
So I'm going to be giving out chocolate kisses.
Yeah, that'll be great. Well, yes. The Santa's Workshop is completely sponsored by Harry and David, so they've really embraced that idea, and it's really great. And then we have some other great sponsors, St. Mary's, D.A. Davidson, Ravasapur Orthodontics, Dr. Tammy Abbott, CPM Real Estate Services, and then we've also had Southern Oregon Pediatrics, Pacific Power, Rogue Federal Credit Union. So, yeah, we've got quite a bit of sponsors this year.
Pacific Power just gave another $1,500 donation last Friday, as did Carol Fisher with Cutler Investments.
Right. Yeah.
Came in with another nice large donation. And so all of the monies that we raise at this event go back to the kids in the community. It's all going to kids' things, whether it's the Kids Unlimited basketball programs and smart reading program and
our local building projects that we
do.
Yeah,
we've been, mm-hmm. been doing
scholarships.
We've been putting playgrounds in parks. It's fun.
All kinds of things that are coming out of the Polar Express rides at the Railroad Park in Medford coming up this Friday and Saturday. We're talking to Claudette Moore and Cindy Dyer from the Medford Rogue Rotary Club. You can join us on the exchange with questions or comments. Phone number here, 800-838-3760. That works anywhere in the listening area, 800-838-3760. If you'd rather send your question by email, that goes to jx@jeffnet.org. Did I ask already how many people you expected to show up? I mean, do you have a ballpark figure?
Well, last year we were hoping that we would have about 1,500 people. So we exceeded that. So
like 3 to 4 times. Yeah.
So this year we're just trying to we hope that we have about the same amount, and we're trying to plan for that. So we have more trains that are going to be operating this year, and like Claudette said, we're going to try and cut down on the congestion with the parking by having the parking at the mall and shuttle in. And I've got more porta potties, which was a big deal because last year when this was going on, it was during that deep freeze.
Right. It was very
so
cool.
We had a lot of other challenges that were going on. So we're trying to overcome all of those things. And one of the challenges is power. Last year, we didn't have a lot of power, so everything we ran on generators last year. So we've worked since last year, since that event, to actually have some direct power connects. So this year, we're going to have more lights in the park and some direct connects. So the city owns the park, so they've actually added a couple of electrical outlets for us as well. So it's been great.
Did you run low on things like fuel for the locomotives, hot cocoa? I mean, when you have three or four times as many people show up.
After Friday night, we actually had to go shopping Saturday morning before the Saturday night event.
But Jeff, what was what really neat is the Christmas spirit that was there, not just amongst all the volunteers that worked, because after Friday night was so crazy, we sent a mass email out to everybody saying, come and help us on Saturday. We're worn out. But the people that came and the kids and everything, even though it was freezing cold, standing in a lot of lines, There was no bah humbugs at all. Everybody was just having a great time, and they were visiting, and they were talking. And
oh, it was wonderful. I just love seeing the kids. They just, they're there. They're so excited. Yeah.
I remember this one little guy walked up to Santa and says, I got a lot to tell you. It was so cute. I didn't get to hear all that he had to tell Santa, but he had a lot on his mind to tell him about.
Really? About explaining the difference between naughty and nice for the past year or something?
I don't know. And our Santas were all volunteers from our club, and they were fabulous with the kids. They did not rush him. They took their time. And then David Gibb is a photographer in our club, and Ted Darnell, who has a photocopy machine. Mm-hmm. They were doing these wonderful family pictures. They were like $10 for a picture, so the whole family would get into it with Santa.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't care.
Yeah.
And then they'd have a nice 8x10 to take home with them.
Did you get a breakdown on you have your total attendance numbers, 5,000 to 7,000, as a rough estimate. Any idea what percentage of that was kids?
Oh.
Two-thirds, maybe? Or is that shooting high?
Kids of all ages, Jeff.
I was going to say, they were all ages.
Because you'd see families coming with both parents and grandparents two or three kids. So I'm going to say probably 60% kids, but 40% grown-up kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're literally grown-up kids. I mean, they were...
Everybody's they were just there.
Time.
The families were there.
The whole
family,
you'd
which
see
was really kind of nice.
Everybody.
Yeah.
How much? I'm curious to know what the initial response was from the folks at Southern Oregon Live Steamers, because I mean they do a great job running twice a month at the Medford Railroad Park, but they don't tend to work at night. They don't tend to to work on weekends in the dead of winter.
We gave a very generous donation to their organization as a thank you.
Well, and they were when we first approached them, they they were excited because they had always wanted to do something in the evening, but their club doesn't, you know, it's smaller, so they didn't have enough members. But some of the challenges, and that's what we talked about, was that there are no lights at night, so security is a big issue. So we just kind of outlined all the different hurdles that we had to overcome in order to do an evening event. And they were wonderful. They were wonderful. They were out there and they were running the trains. And I think that they were pleasantly surprised about how well we were able to overcome some of those things. And then it'll be better this year. So, yeah.
You know, generally, by the time somebody responds to something called the Polar Express, they've had a chance to be exposed to the book and even the movie.
Yeah,
So, and there's quite a mystique there with it, where the kid gets picked up in the middle of the night at his house because this train comes down the street. And there are no railroad tracks there. And he's whisked off with all these other kids to the North Pole to meet Santa. So do you try to set up a narrative like that where Santa's at the end of the run, that sort of thing?
Well, the way the park is set up, Santa's actually out in the front there. But again, you know, so we do deal with the limitations that we have there, but it's wonderful. The kids love it. Yeah. Some of them, I mean, it was really cold last year, but I did notice a couple of them were in their pajamas because, as you said, that's part of the storyline. So a couple of them were there. I expect a little bit more this year possibly just because it won't be nearly as cold, but it's still chilly, you know, so you still need to dress warm, but it's kind of fun that way. And we have, like I said, a couple other surprises that we have planned too. So I think we're going to have our conductor out there this year and, you know, so a few other little ideas that we have going.
Tom Hanks himself? No.
Actually, the fellow, Buzz Thielman, who does him, he looked just like Tom Hanks. He had the mustache. Yeah. He had the hat. He had the whole outfit and talked like him. It was just incredible. When he started pushing it at club a couple months ago, and it was like, oh, my God.
We're talking about the Polar Express rides at the Medford Railroad Park coming up this weekend, the 12th and 13th. We corrected me on the dates there. And you can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about the event, 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, to talk to Claudette Moore and Cindy Dyer, or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Are you surprised at all the staying power of the idea of the Polar Express? Because as I went back and looked at it, I'd forgotten the book had been out since the mid-'80s.
Yeah.
And the movie itself is already almost 10 years old.
Yeah. No, I'm not surprised. I think that Medford was needed more around the holidays, and I think the kids look forward to it. I think families look forward to different activities. So we have a number of different activities that the kids go to, but I think that they really enjoy that. So this is our version of some outdoor lights where people can go and actually ride on the trains. And I don't know, it's the magic about it and the whole thing. Like Kyle said, last year it was so fun to see all of the kids and their excitement. That's what made it all worth it.
Yeah.
It was just wonderful. Yeah.
Their eyes were so big and they're so excited and they're just like full of energy and it's like, Chris, by the time we get done at 9 o'clock at night, we're just going to bed. We're worn out, but the kids are incredible. And that's what it's all about.
When you said you were thinking of things to do for kids in Medford, did you look at other possibilities, you know, parades, anything like that, other events that kids could have attended?
Well, we explored a lot of different activities that we could possibly do, you know, to raise funds and everything. You know, and many of them didn't carry out with anything. Like I said, just depended. So, yeah.
But this was a natural because it's a fundraiser involving children at a very affordable price, $2 per person. And yet all the proceeds go to help the kids in the town, you know, with all the sports programs.
So it's a win-win all the way around.
And Medford Parks and everybody. Yeah.
I think if anybody was skeptical that if it could be pulled off is because, as you said, they are outdoors. So we are, you know, subject to whatever weather conditions we have. But, you know, we figured it's Southern Oregon. We're all used to it. So, you know, we just, you know, plan for it and go for it. Hope for the best.
You can always get rain down in the winter in Southern Oregon. Although last year, I think you probably got spared the rain, but you got a lot of cold.
It was really cold.
Yeah. At the same time, though, that the snow that kind of hung around.
This is a week after the big snowstorm.
Yeah, it was. And it was really, really cold. But it also kind of added that element, too, because we actually had snow on the ground. So although I'm really glad that this year it doesn't look like that, it's going to be the same thing because that posed its challenges for sure, but it'll still be fun. And like I said, just more lights.
And I want to put, when you got a group like Medford Road Rotary, I mean, I'm thinking, if anybody's listening and they hear Cindy say she really likes snow, watch, next year there'll be a snow machine. I mean, they just jump right in and do things, and you're like, wow, okay. And it's like when they decorated all the big cabooses and big cars that are right out there, we had about a month ago. We put up all lights all over them, so those will all be lit up. And
we're all a bunch of big kids.
Yeah. Dr. Ed Kerwin, he made the big star and snowman on the side of one of the buildings. And it's just, they're all a bunch of big kids. Yeah, it's great.
Well, and as you point out, it's a tough place to work because this is not a place that is set up for any kind of night activity.
Right.
And so
you
have to be doing a lot of work to string some lights around.
Well, thank goodness we have some people that specialize in electricity and wattages and know how to calculate all that for us.
And not to blow the circuit breakers.
Yeah, that's right.
So $2 admission for everybody, it looks like.
Yep.
A dollar for hot chocolate and popcorn.
They have to be at least a year old to be able to ride, to be able to sit on the train. So, yeah.
Okay. So no babes in arms?
Yeah. No.
Okay. On the train.
On the train.
But they can come to Santa's workshop or sit on Santa's lap. Yeah.
You mentioned the bus picking people up at the Rogue Valley Mall. Where at the Rogue Valley Mall?
It's going to be at the lower level near JCPenney's. And actually, we're going to have 5 buses running. And they're going to continually run between the parks the entire time.
And where'd you get the buses from?
The first student.
Okay.
The school buses.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Boy, a lot of logistics. I mean, have you basically been planning this since the end of last year's event?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And last year's event, they put together in about 3 months. It was just incredible. And, I mean, Darren and Cindy were like, we're going to do this. And everybody jumped right in. I mean, everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had just a full contingency of a lot of our younger members just jumping right in and getting it put together. And then went, oh, my gosh, it's huge. And so, yeah, they started working on it last year.
We're already thinking about things for next year, too.
No doubt. Yeah, Polar Express at Railroad Park in Medford, Saturday and Sunday. Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. 5 to 9, you can park at the JCPenney end of the Rogue Valley Mall and ride buses to the Railroad Park. Cindy Dyer, fundraising chair, Claudette Moore Club president, Medford Rogue Rotary. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Good to see you again.
Glad to have you. Best of luck.